Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 348. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting me. Definitely thank you to everyone who listened to last episode titled Sex, which was a fun episode. But I appreciate everyone for riding with me on whatever topic I decide to talk about in these episodes. I try to keep it short, try to always keep it under 20 minutes. And today I want to talk about the life-changing power of starting over. That's what I want to talk about. Literally that, the power of starting over in life and hitting reset, doing something different, moving on completely from a person, a place, a job, a city, whatever it is. That's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about why, for starters, we tend to see starting over as a bad thing, but how I, from my experience, have learned that we can choose to see it in a different way, a much more empowering way. Because frankly, I've learned, and I think that the people who create the most fulfilling, fun, happy lives for themselves are the people who start over again and again and again. They're the people who embrace it, the people who see starting over as an opportunity rather than a reflection of loss. So that's the topic. I'll keep it short and sweet. I'll dive right into it. My only ask of you is that if you're digging the podcast, you enjoy it, you listen to it, that you share it with a friend. Just say, hey, friend, I think you might enjoy this podcast. Here's the link. But that is so helpful for me. It really does help me do what I love in life. So it means a lot when you share. So thank you for that. But let's talk about this topic here, the life-changing power of starting over. It's a big phrase. It's a big claim there. But you know, I'm talking about starting over in every sense of the phrase, in every area of life, at any time in life, in any chapter of life, starting over. Starting over in your career, certainly, that's a big one. Starting over after your first job doesn't turn out to give you the opportunities you thought it would. Starting over after your dream job turned out to not be your dream job. Starting over after working at a company for 10 years, giving a company 10 years of your life, but deciding you need a new challenge. That's starting over. Or starting over in your dating life, of course. After a breakup, after you're broken up with, after you do the breaking up, after you decide that a relationship doesn't have the potential you thought it would be, after, you know, a horrible month on dating apps, whatever it is, or starting over in your like health and fitness life, you know, starting over after a long period of no discipline or yo-yo diets and workouts, starting over after you realize you're just not where you need to be and you want to hit reset. Or last, of course, starting over in your like inner life, your spiritual life. You know, you've been putting off things like healing and closure and self-care. You've been prioritizing what other people think, what's expected of you. You've been ignoring yourself and you need to hit reset. That is all starting over, hitting reset. And I think it's applicable in every area of life, starting over in any area of life. And you know, for some reason, we tend to think of hitting reset as a reflection of failure, as a reflection of messing up so bad that you need to start over completely, as a reflection that you messed up so bad that you need to throw away everything to date and start from scratch, that you're like, you know, emptying the proverbial bank account and starting from zero. And I get that. Like, that's our human inclination. Like, I'm the most stubborn dude around, and I think we've all been wired to think that more effort, more commitment, more time, more of the same, you know, more resilience is the key to life. That's the key to getting what you want and what you deserve. You got to double down. You can't call it quits. And in a sense, sure, life is about that. But it's not about more of the same. It's more, yes, I can't deny that, but it's more of different, more starting over, frankly. And that's a tough pill to swallow sometimes. It's a tough decision to say, this is not serving me and I'm going to move on. That's the ultimate point of overthinking in life. But the second we reframe starting over in the way that I'm going to mention here is the moment we see it as a needed next step to move you closer to what you want and what you deserve. That's the moment that we see starting over as a step towards what we want instead of away from it. That's the biggest turning point in our lives, when we see starting over as moving us towards what we want rather than away from what we had. And I really do think that this is the key to life, right? Starting over again and again and again. And the way I think about this is very in line with like the most common cliche in self-development. It's that saying, right, that when you start over, you're not starting from zero, you're starting from experience. When you start over, you're not starting from scratch, you're starting from experience. I'm sure you've heard that or some variation of it, but you know, like most people, I think I previously would have heard that and been like, okay, thank you, but what? Because like old me would be like, I invested 2 years in that relationship. We lived together. We loved each other. And now I'm starting over. How is that not zero? How is, you know, that not starting from scratch? Or like a job. I gave that job 5 years of my life. I did everything I could to succeed there and I couldn't. How is getting another job not starting from zero? Like, explain to me that. Riddle me that, universe. And I'd get like, you know, very combative about it. I'd be very resistant to starting over, at least from a mentality perspective. But, you know, I've been thinking a lot about this. And let's go back a couple of episodes let's go back like a year. I did an episode like a year ago on the topic of awkward points, where basically I talk about how every time you do something awkward, every time you do something challenging, embarrassing, out of your comfort zone, you get one awkward point. When you go through with it and you just try, you get a point. Kind of like a carnival or a state fair or whatever. Each time you embrace awkwardness and you do that thing you're resistant to doing, you get one point. And you do it again and again and again. And eventually you keep doing that. And you look back and you're like, holy shit, I have 50 points. I have 60 points. And at that point, you can cash it in for confidence. Just a silly example, because your confidence is built through experience. And those experiences, awkward experiences, embarrassing experiences, times where you were rejected, counter to what your overthinking wants you to think, those experiences didn't change you at all. In fact, it made you stronger and it made you more confident. Right? So each time you did that thing, you got a point and eventually you cash it in like a state fair and you get that reward. Awkward points, right? And I've done other episodes on this idea of the idea of accruing quote points that you can cash in for a mindset. Awkward points for confidence. I did one on disappointment points for higher standards and so on and so on. And I've lived by this idea for so long because it's proven to be true time and time again in my life that experiences, scary, awkward, vulnerable experiences, they give you the foundation for whatever mentality it is you want in life. Whatever that is, confidence, self-esteem, higher standards, you name it. Those experiences ultimately add up to the realization you need, to the mindset you need, and you cash them in for that mindset. And so thinking about this, through those learning experiences, I've realized that it's the same exact mentality when it comes to starting over. It's the same, if not even more true, because when you decide to start over, that is, when you decide to move on from something or someone or some experience, you're taking all of the points you accrued up to that point and you're bringing them with you. And that's the biggest realization for me. When you start over, you're not starting from zero. You're not leaving those points behind. You're bringing them with you. And when you say that, and when you realize that's the case, how can you say that when you're starting over, you're throwing something away? How can you say you're losing? How can you say you're going from something to nothing? How can you say you're starting from zero? You're not. You're building on top of what you already created. you're moving closer to cashing those points in for the thing that you want or the thing that you deserve. And yeah, of course, there might be a period there where you feel like you're at the beginning because you've got to do a lot of the bullshit that's associated with new beginnings. And that's true. You know, I wouldn't discredit that. But from a mindset perspective, you're the farthest thing from zero. And starting over is you saying, I can't cash those experiences in here. I can't cash these points in for happiness here with this person. I can't cash these points in here for success at this job. I can't cash them in here for confidence with these habits I have. I can't cash them in here for happiness in this city, whatever. But I can move to another place, another person, another job, another habit, and I can cash them in there because I'm bringing them with me. And that's my perspective on starting over. Starting over is less about what you're leaving behind and more, so much more, about what you're bringing with you. That's it. That's like my biggest aha moment. Starting over is less about what you're leaving behind and more about what you're bringing with you. And I get, yeah, this is a cheesy idea, whatever, tickets, points, you know, but I'm a simple guy and I like simple visualizations to help me in life because sometimes you just need like a little bit of push, that little push to say, okay, I'm actually going to start over. I know I've been resistant, but I'm going to do it because of points, whatever, something silly. It helps me. It helps to remind me in my life that I'm never starting at zero when I do decide to start over. Because no one, no experience, no job, no whatever can take those experiences from me. I'm always bringing them with me. And I will carry them with me until the day I'm like, okay, I'm here. This is the 12th time starting over, but I made it here and I'm cashing them in here. Give me that big State Fair teddy bear, whatever, right? That I think is what starting over is all about. You're never starting over from scratch. You're never starting over from zero. You're always starting from some experience because you're bringing those things with you. And yeah, those things, those experiences might have been frustrating ones. You might feel like you invested too much time and energy into them. You might be disappointed or betrayed or hurt that it took you so long to decide to start over. But I think keeping your head up and having eagerness about that new beginning is what reminds you of what you're bringing with you. And no bad ending, no matter how bad it is, can take that from you. No breakup can take that from you. No toxic work environment can take that from you. No disappointment in your own bad habits can take that from you. Starting over isn't about what you're leaving behind. It's about what you're bringing with you. And you're bringing a lot with you. You are. You've got to give yourself some more credit. You're taking all of those tickets, those points with you. And of course, in reality, these points I'm referring to are the lessons you've learned, the standards you've established for yourself, the things you've learned about yourself, the boundaries you've set for yourself, and those can never be taken from you. And I think when you realize that, the things you want in life, the happiness, the success, the confidence, the fulfillment, those things are the aggregate of the experiences that came before. When you realize that, that's when things change. Like, consider for a moment where your standards in life come from. Your real, no bullshit, not borrowed from someone else standards, your standards. Where did they come from? Well, they came from what you've lived. They came from your experience. They came from that person you dated in college who just couldn't commit. They came from that one night stand you had. They came from that long-term relationship that ended in cheating, for instance, you name it. They came from those experiences. And an experience can never be taken from you. A standard can never be taken from you because you carry those with you in point form, if that's helpful, with you until you cash them in. And starting only over simply means you're bringing them with you and you're moving into an environment or a person or a place or a job where you're able to cash them in. Because you know now through your own self-awareness and your own self-compassion that you can't cash them in your current situation. And I think it's true for every area of life, right? What you take from chapter 2 or chapter 6 or chapter 10, it carries into the next chapter. What you take from relationship 1 carries into relationship 5. What you take from job 2 carries into job 4. I think when we realize that, as a starting point, again, this is just, I'm just trying to encourage you to not be so resistant to change or to starting over. I think when we realize that, starting over becomes less daunting. And sure, it's going to be difficult, you know, getting back into dating, moving cities, starting a new job, you know, committing to a new workout regimen or diet. It's tough. Of course, it's tough. You have to make the decision that it's what will serve you most. But once you do that, once you say, I need to start over, it's a lot easier to actually do it, to take that step when you see it as you moving closer to what you deserve rather than away from what you had. When you remind yourself that, when you remind yourself what you're bringing with you, when you remind yourself what you're bringing with you rather than what you're leaving behind, that's been the biggest light bulb moment for me. Starting over is the next step. It's the next chapter. It's you taking everything you have with you from the last step, the last chapter, and bringing it with you. And when you look at it that way, there's no zero. There's no shame, certainly. There's none of that. It's just the next step. And yeah, okay, it could be a bigger step than previous steps. It could be big and scary. But wouldn't you rather start over today than continue to hold on to points that you can't possibly cash in your present circumstance? I'm really beating this metaphor up here, but wouldn't you say that? If you knew you couldn't find happiness, success, worthiness, self-love in one place, wouldn't you choose to move on? Wouldn't you choose to move on knowing you've already done so much of the work and you're so close to cashing it in and you just need to start over? Yeah, I think you would if you look at it this way, because you're not starting from zero when you do start over. You're starting from experience. You're starting from a standard. You're starting from what you know is good for you, what grows you. You're starting over because you know that you're bringing a lot of great shit with you. Frankly, you're bringing everything you've already built, all the work you've already put in, all the lessons you've already learned. It's a lot of points, right? It's a lot of points. But it's kind of like the opposite of what we think. We think that starting over means, oh man, I got to build up my reputation all over again at my job. It means I've got to play 20 questions on first dates until I'm blue in the face. It means I've got to make new friends in a city. I can't do that. And yeah, those are realistic things that you need to do. That's, you know, pragmatism. That's life for you. But I think you could stomach those things as next steps so much easier if you know that you're not starting over with your worth, your experience, your standards, because you're bringing those things with you. And those things, if you believe that, will be rewarded. You're not starting a new job and all of a sudden you're entry level with no understanding of the business world. No, of course not. You're bringing with you all the deals you've closed in the past, all the projects you've led in the past, all the management experience you have. Those tickets, those points are all yours. And it's only a matter of time until they're rewarded in your new environment. It's a new environment that's different from the old one where you yourself have said they wouldn't be rewarded, right? That's how I look at starting over in any area of life, career, friendships, relationships, love life, inner life, anything. It's the necessary next step because staying where you are, you just can't cash those things in. You can't cash those experiences in. You can't cash the standard, the skill set, the self-love in. You simply need a new environment to explore to do so. And there's no shame in that because look at what you're bringing with you. Seriously, look at it. You're bringing a lot with you. It certainly is not zero. And that's what starting over is all about. It's not about what you're leaving behind. It's about what you're bringing with you. So that's it. I'll end it right there. I hope this was helpful for you. If it was, I'd be so grateful if you share the episode with a friend. And also if you'd visit newmindsethudis.com and pick up a journal. That seriously makes my world when you do that. But thank you so much as always for listening and for supporting me. And until next episode, I'm out.